Millions of people turned out in 2004 to watch as Venus passed across the face of the Sun, seen from Earth for the first time since 1882. Transits of Venus have happened only six times since the phenomena was first observed with a telescope in 1639, and only once since the invention of the television. As seen in this video from 2004, Venus appears in silhouette, casting a small black dot on the Sun. It's an uncommon event, but not necessarily a spectacular one. David Dvorkin is the senior curator of the history of astronomy at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Washington.
What actually happens to the casual person who doesn't know what's happening is nothing. Okay, there won't be any change in the brightness of the sky, or, you know, birds won't come home to roost or anything like that. But if you know it's happening, it's really quite interesting.
Interesting in part because it is so rare. Transits occur in pairs, and the pairs are separated by more than a century. The upcoming transit bookends the transit of 2004, which excited people around the world, including Dvorkin.
If you're looking safely at the Sun, that you will see a spot appear on the edge of the Sun that's about 1/30th the size of the disk of the Sun itself, and over a few hours' time, it's simply going to drift across the Sun and keep going.
The key, as Dvorkin notes, is to view safely. You should not stare directly at the Sun, but you can use glasses and telescopes with protective filters. While people this century enjoy the spectacle, scientists in previous centuries used the transits to answer questions about the solar system.
Astronomers realized way back in the 17th century that if you could very accurately time this appearance of Venus going across the Sun and time it as accurately as you can from two widely different parts of the Earth, you could use the different timings to triangulate to find out how far we are from the Sun. And that was a fundamental question.
After this year's transit of Venus, the next one is in 2117. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.